Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. The NCAA has amended its controversial agent certification requirements. I know this was a story that you were very passionate about, that you were riding for.
Rich Paul wrote about it.
Yes, he did. We cannot say where. But he did write about it.
I thought it was Players Tribune.
No, Jason, it wasn't. Don't say it again.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
A bachelor's degree is no longer required to represent players testing the process as long as the agent is certified by the NBPA, which, of course, he will.
It made sense.
Mm-hmm.
They got to come through and get your certification anyway, right? The Players Association, which Rich Paul did. And, again, people were like, well, this ain't just about, you know, Rich Paul. And you could say that. There were other agents we said. As the story I read from you about, you know, about his rise that Chris Broussard wrote a few years ago for ESPN said there were 10, 12 guys that didn't have their bachelor's degree and yet were still getting it done. They'd been certified by the NBA. They were fine. And look, this wasn't going to kill. I heard a little bit this morning, like this from Richard Jefferson, like this is killing Rich Paul, right? The fact that he can't represent guys who are testing the waters here. And keep in mind, you know, Rich has got a long, luxurious list of clients who are already in the NBA. But it's the idea that you're cutting him or anybody else off from this.
Yep.
Who is the NCAA to say, again, we said this last week, who can represent you? Who are they to pick the person out for you? Oh, no, he's not good enough. He doesn't have a bachelor's degree. Rich Paul has shown, right, through experience, that he can be just effective, if not more so, as an agent with a bachelor's degree.
Yep.
Look, the NCAA, I'm not going to sit here and just kill NCAA's evil and not say, because, again, a lot of their decisions make no sense. And a lot of the times they put the veil out, John, it's about the student-athlete, we're trying to protect them, when all of us, really what they're trying to do is protect their own interest and their money. I get what you're trying to do, right, sort of in your head, take that street hustler out of the lives of some of these kids, right, that are representing them when it comes to testing the water or not. But I'm telling you right now, that ain't your biggest problem in freaking college basketball.
Right.
Again, this is the NCAA trying to look like it was doing some good, ends up crossing a line, getting criticized for it. What do they end up having to do, John? Walk it back. You know, just trying to, again, make it look like they're making news to tell you they're making it better for the student-athlete when, quite frankly, all they're interested in is profiting at the most they can off these student-athletes.
The way that Rich Paul put it in his article, I guess it was an op-ed is what you would have said, but he said, does anyone really believe a four-year degree is what separates an ethical person from a con artist? You know, like, I don't think it makes you any less of a successful businessman or any less of a, you know, a good person that you have a college degree, whether you have a college degree or whether you don't.
In this day and age, you see it all the time on your televisions. And I'm not saying this was the case for Rich Paul, but he brought it up. I thought it was a good point. John, a lot of times we're going into debt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, to finish that college. That's why we've talked about, man, if you can find a different route to get to your dream other than, right, what for many of us is going into a lifetime, in some of these instances, of debt.
Yep.
Right, to get graduated, to get that piece of paper, that bachelor's degree. John, some folks aren't in that position. So I'm supposed to cut off that dream for that guy that wants to be a player's rep, right? Because he couldn't afford, John,
yep,
to go to college. He couldn't afford to. Or he didn't want to take out all that, you know, the loan, the debt, whatever it's going to be. And look, I know there are different ways to do that these days where you can maneuver around it. Thank God there are. Because we've got a, you know, generation of folks that are in this crazy debt, and what good's the piece of paper done them in their lives? You know, you got too many of those stories where it's not even helping them, John, and they're in freaking debt. Because of college. It's gotten outrageous. And again, I thought it was a great point by Rich Paul. We're going to cut those folks off, right, that want to actually do it the right way, maybe go through it, get the experience, be an intern somewhere. It's more on-the-job experience, which can turn out, we see, to be just as good.
Absolutely.
In most cases. We're going to cut that guy off, right, that guy that can't afford college or didn't get a scholarship or whatever it is. Give me a break.
Yep.
Again, it was the NCAA trying to look like, you know, we're doing good things for our student athletes. We've got their best interests at heart. When they just, like I told you, sat by during that federal trial and let these folks, you know, let these folks make the colleges out to be the victims when you know dang well the colleges were in, the college coaches were in on it. It's ridiculous. But again, they don't want to, you know, mess with their money. Just want to mess with a, you know, tell you that they're in it for the welfare of the student athlete. Give me a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.